Blog Talk Radio.
The Commish here live on OFL After Dark here on this Wednesday morning, depending on what time zone you're in. It's 12:16 a.m. on the east. So we got a lot going on. Heard that little classic song there from my high school days, Sublime, Bad Fish. Felt as appropriate. Just got good news for the official OFL Now fish tank. We do have 3 new fish, water tested all right. So we're going to see if they survive. Got a lot of new things in the fish tank going on. So we got 3, 2 balloon mollies and 1 regular molly. So we'll see how that goes for now. And if they survive all right and We Witness doesn't curse on that fucker, we will purchase some more fish here in the future. So we'll get some pictures out to all you guys here on Glip here in the near future. So around the league, we got some big news already, and the playoffs kicked off yesterday, and believe the Monsters beat Chillin's Pittsburgh Steelers 36-16 in OFL Now Group 1 multiple in the divisional round there. So congratulations to the Monsters. And Monsters is a true success story of the OFL Now. He started off, and no disrespect to him, but I'm sure he'd be the first to admit, he was struggling. There was no way you would think he would win a division and even win a playoff game. You would have laughed if I said that. So a lot of respect to him for that. Here he is. He's turning around. If you want to talk to him how you did it, hit him up on Glip. He's very accessible to all league members. He's an all-around great guy. He also works with Balkino, another guy that could help you. I know Balkino has done wonders with Monsters and Monsters' confidence on this game. He's a true success story. And as much as I'm a big fan of Chillin 941, and he's a very good player, this is a big win for Believe in Monsters. This is a statement win. And when the new rankings come out here, possibly after this show, I believe you'll see Believe in Monsters being ranked again. So we'll see. He's been ranked as high as maybe 6 or 9, if I remember correctly, and then he drops out a lot. So we'll see what happens. But congratulations to him. Speaking of Chillin 941, He was also in the Group 1 single, and he did win his wild card game 28-7. So congratulations to him there. So he didn't go home empty-handed tonight. Also in playoff, we got some Hitman Big Ray purchased the Indianapolis Colts, I believe it was, late in the season when Cal dropped off out of the league. And he happened to get into the playoffs and actually upset Live Master, I believe it was, over there in Group 2. Group 2 single, yeah, he won 17-7. So congratulations to Hitman Big Ray, Live Master. You know, congratulations getting to the wild card. You broke down a lot of barriers for a lot of women gamers out there. Get it? You got a lot of respect from people, basically, from going in there and getting in the league as a female and competing with some of the best in the world. And then you got to the wild card round, so nothing to keep your head up high, and, you know, the future's bright for you. Also, Chillin also was in the multiple and beat Pee-Weezy 24-3, so that's another big win for Chillin. So Chillin had a pretty good game. Also in playoffs, OFL Now Savage won 25-22 in a really, really tough game in Group 1 Multiple versus Matternaw, I believe. So one hell of a game there. Unfortunately, we're not getting a lot of people to broadcast their games. You know, you really should be broadcasting your playoff games if you have the ability with your internet, as long as it doesn't interfere with the game or lag it at all. Please broadcast, man. The other guys want to see it. You know, they played all year. They want to see this shit. So please do that. So, yeah. Then we got some other, you know, the Group 3 single and fantasy started, and lots of trades going on. So, yeah, a lot of moves. Keep in mind, brand new league, our biggest prize league ever, $600 to the winner. It's a fantasy draft league, 32 users, $33 to join, shop.oflnow.com. So make sure you get in there, get in that league. There's only 32 spots. I know a lot of people are starting to sign up. So get in that one. That one's going to be a blast. We're also going to do... We learned from our mistakes on the last fantasy draft, so we have some ways to correct those, which we'll be discussing in later shows. So, yeah, that's a big thing there. Also in the works is we have signed off with Cyrus the Virus, a player from Madden Nation back on ESPN. He was the runner-up. He's acquired over $150,000 playing Madden. He's a pro gamer. He's going to be our official Twitch broadcaster, so he's going to basically be the face of the league right now to get us out there and hopefully be able to get some new members, and he'll be there to help you. And we're going to do a lot of fun stuff with that channel. More details will be coming in the immediate future, so stay tuned for that. That's real exciting. Really going to help grow the league, so I think that's really happy to have him on board. Real nice guy. I've talked to him. Also, a couple other playoff games that went down. Peel won his playoff game 17-14 over Finesse Gigolo over there in the multiple Group 1. So, man, there is so many good games. It's crazy how much competition is in here. Once again, your Super Bowl winner, PB number 1, won his first game in the playoffs in Group 1 single. He won 27-21. I believe that was against Finesse Gigolo also. So, yeah, lots of games going on. I want you guys to look out for this guy. This is a guy I've been watching making a lot of noise, a newer member, a guy by the name of SC Bolt 21. Very good player. Very good at blitzing. A lot of skill. Expect him to make a lot of noise. So just a guy I would recommend looking out for. So let's take some calls here. As we go forward, we got the 616 area code right now live on OFL After Dark. This is the commission. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with this evening?
Mr. J. Mills.
All right, the legendary J.J. Mills. How are you doing this evening? Or this early morning, however you look at it.
A little tired, but I couldn't miss the show. I wanted to be on the show tonight.
And it's a good thing you are, because the polls have been locked, people. The polls have been locked. I know who won the vote. Every person that, out of the five members, Dub Kingdom 32, JJ Mills, DNA Suspect, 40O Gamer, Snake Eyes 45, all five nominees, anybody that would have won out of you five deserved it, would have done a great job. But the players have voted, and we do have a winner, and we will be announcing that here probably in about 10 minutes. So I'm glad to have you on here, Jay, so we talk a little bit about that. Where do you see the future of this league going?
I see big moves. I see you as a commissioner making a lot of big moves. I mean, we cleaning up the mistakes. We learning from our mistakes. We trying new things. We interacting with each other. I think it's going great. I think it's not only gonna make I think the better the league get, the better we're gonna have people not just coming just because it's for money. It's just to make you better, a better competitor. Instead of going to a regular rank match, you know, this right here can make you just stand out. You know, I feel like since I started in this, I feel like I was pretty good in Madden, but I think since I've been in this league, my preparation is different. I pick up different stuff from different people. It's like some of the stuff I do might have been good, but then I might see somebody else do something, and I might want to add that to my game style. So I think the name's getting out well. I'm spreading the word. I'm pretty sure everybody else is. I think it's going to only grow. That's the only thing.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest things is I think this pairing up with Cyrus the Virus. I know you got a chance to spend a little time in a party with him earlier this evening. Any thoughts about your initial impression of the man?
He seemed cool in my book. I mean, long as somebody don't give me a reason, I respect all. As long as they respect me, and I felt like he was a very respectful guy. Seems like he accomplished much. He seemed like he deserved the respect that he is. If you respect a good Madden player, from what I'm hearing from his resume, he's a good guy. I mean, I would love to learn from somebody like that. Just because of the fact that's where I want to be. Not only for the money, just because I'm very competitive. I mean, I played football, sports my whole life, and that's what Madden is to me. That's why I take it so serious, because I'm a competitor first. I mean, the money thing is great, and of course, who don't want to win a dollar, but I like to win, you know? So somebody like that, you know, somebody might say, "Oh crap, they scared of him." But I don't know. I would love to, you know. I feel like people like that. The only thing that was gonna happen is I'm just gonna get better when I play people like that, lose or win.
All right, lose or win. And I hear the word "win" come out of your mouth maybe 4 to 5 times in that last sentence there. How are you doing in your playoffs?
I'm doing great. We had a slip up in our single. We'll start with that one because that's our last one we played. We lost in our single. We fell, I think, 24-0 once, and then it was 24-7. We went for it on a crucial fourth down because it was snowing. We couldn't move the ball at the end of the third quarter against Fat Magic, who was a good player. My book, we have pretty good battles, and the momentum, that's one thing I will tell people, play smart in the playoffs, because the momentum, they got that right in the playoffs, it will mess you up. That's why you see a lot of people going down. You got to be think smart. You got to live to play another down, because I will admit one reason why I should have lost the game is because it was a crucial fourth down, and I went for it because my guy was slipping. It was a snow mode. The dude slipped on a play, and I was so mad that I said, "Get it." I said, "Hey, let me hurry up, do a hurry up and go again and throw it again." Well, I missed it, and he was on the 20. The next thing I know, I start panicking. I went for the wrong assignment. He threw it a streak through the middle. I couldn't cover it, and then next thing I know, he was right back in the game. From there, I was chasing. I was playing his game more than my game. I was so worried about not losing the game. We went to overtime. I ran the ball, got about 10 yards first down. He hit me. I fumbled. He ran the ball back in the field goal range, didn't waste time, kicked the field goal, and won. So,
wow. You're in some other playoffs, right?
It could have been prevented, but, hey, yeah, man, shout out to Fat Magic. Great game. I hope he does good in the playoffs. And then for my other leagues, my single group one, I played against another good competitor. Kind of remind me of myself, actually, is the Pill. He's a ground and pound guy, just like myself. He throws when necessary, but he likes to run more than pass. And same with me. I realized that when I was playing with him, when he's a good player, and that was a good game. And then I played Viper from the Browns, which is my Steelers team, who I
group
felt
two
like
multiple.
I had a lot to do with. Yeah, the group two multiple, yeah. Group two multiple, yeah.
And that was a good game in the first half, and then you poured it on the second half. I think that's a lot to do with experience, as he's the youngest member in the league at 18 or maybe 19. So
yeah,
I feel like the
good.
Experience really paid off.
He has
a bright future here. He's willing to learn. He's a dedicated player. I look for good things coming out of him in his OFL now career. Speaking of winning, you're doing a lot of winning. I just want to congratulate you. You did win the you are now the head of the OFL Now Players Union. The guys spoke up and voted for you. Anything you'd like to say to the guys out there?
I just want to say thank you. I appreciate it. I just want to do my best to help the OFL grow. And thank you, everybody that voted. And hopefully we can keep making this this league better. Thank you again.
All right, there you have it, guys. You're head of the OFL Players Union. You voted for him, you got him, so we'll see how it works out. He's got big shoes to fill there with Freddy Krueger 1. Hopefully we'll hear from him in the future. Are you associated with a team right now? Are you with Team Volcano? Are you with Team Legit? Who are you with these days?
As sometimes I don't agree with the way Volcano handles himself. Me and Volcano, we've been friends for a long time. So if it wasn't for Volcano, I don't act like the reason. But Volcano brought me here. He brought me here. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't necessarily say I didn't learn the competitive for me and Volcano. That makes me better, but I'm not necessarily like a ready from Ready. T brought Ready up from what I'm learning. He brought Ready up from not playing Madden and got him as good as he is. Ready does his own thing, but Volcano contributes to that. But I didn't really want to be a part of Volcano's team until I realized, there's some things that he do, and that if I want to succeed against these new players, it's more of the blitzing and certain plays that's going on. There's more of that happening, and I don't want to. I'd rather learn how to defend it or do it back than take a back seat and not win. So therefore, I know he knows how to do it. And then another thing with Team Legit, don't get it wrong, Black Assassin, I'm real cool with him, but Madinaw was the one that recruited me for that. And he does the same thing that everybody else does. So I'm thinking, like, how can I be a part of a team that's Team Legit that's not legit? So I had a big problem with that. Nothing against Black Assassin. He is legit, but like Madinaw said himself, he said that he's going to have to do different plays to win. So I said, you know what, if that's what you're going to have to do, I'm not going to be a soldier. I might as well go run with Volcano's team. And that's why I did. So
I'm right.
That's who I'm with. That's who I'm with right now. I mean, at the end of the day, I represent myself, but anybody who can help me to give me an upper hand that, I have passed with and friends with, and I feel like he's one of the top players in the league. I mean, that's just what I think from people I played. I know Volcano, when he's on his game, is pretty hard to beat. So that's what I'm going with.
If he's on his game, that's where, it's a very important statement. Speaking of Volcano, I believe we have him live on the air right now. Volcano, you there? You got the commish here, and your new head of the OFL Now Players Union, JJ OFL Now JJ Mills. Volcano, you there?
What's going on, guys? Right now.
How you doing, Volcano?
I'm all right. Trying to get some kind of game in tonight to practice. So me and Reddy are going at it.
So how do you feel about JJ Mills becoming the head of the OFL Now Players Union? Do you agree? Did you vote for him? Or
I definitely voted for him. I think he's telling everybody he's a neutral player for all sides. People who hate me and love me, and people who hate other people and love them. I don't think there's one person in the league that can actually say they don't like Miller. So I think he's the perfect person. He's just like Batanian. Everyone loves him. So now we just got a usual version of Batanian.
Me and Daytania. He's my mentor. He still tells me things to look out for and help me. So he ain't not out the loop. You know, he still communicates with me.
Now, Balkino, let's talk a little bit here about the direction JJ is going to try to take the Players Union. He wants to help build and grow the league and stuff like that. How do you feel about that? Should the league expand or should it stay small?
Definitely expand. I think any idea, even if you're not even a player yet, you have an idea, come approach me, Greg, or anybody. And, you know, a dumb idea could be a great idea, in my opinion.
How do you feel about this new fantasy draft league? Have you heard about this? 33 to get in, 600 to the winner. That's a pretty nice chunk of change, don't you think?
Yeah, just the prize alone should get draw attention. So, really excited about that.
Both you and J.J. Mills were in the first fantasy draft league, and we made it, you know, maybe made some mistakes by starting to draft at 10. What are some of the things you guys would like to see improved to help speed up the process so it doesn't carry on? And what time would you want to start?
I'll let Volcano go first, and I'll say my opinion.
The only issue I have, I didn't even have the problem with the time. I didn't think it was going to last that long, but maybe do morning and set it up ahead of time. Like, have a vote, line.
I think morning is more professional. You know, when you see things put together, it's going to start at a reasonable time. Like, the real NFL draft is at 6 for a reason. Well, actually, it ain't even at 6, depending on what day. Well, the first day is at 6 because it's just one round. But the rest of the time, they started early for a reason, because they would be there all day. And I think for everybody, we should just set a time saying, hey, if you put your money into this, we're going to wake up in the morning. It's just like if you had an interview or you had to go to work. We're waking up in the morning so we can get through this the whole day. And our most of the, you know, it wouldn't be the whole day, it'd be to the afternoon. So I think if we started maybe early, maybe 9, I think 9 is a reasonable time. Everybody got up at that time, you know, get their coffee and get ready to draft. And I think
that'd be 6 o'clock though. That'd be 6 o'clock on the West Coast.
For nine o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, if you start at 9 Eastern time, it's 6 on the West.
Yeah.
So maybe like noon. Maybe we start noon Eastern, then that's like 9 in the morning.
Maybe start noon, man. Yeah, I got to remember that other people got different times. So, yeah, but
and
we
might want to do it on a Saturday instead of a Sunday because of church.
Yeah.
So, something we should consider.
I think early is better than later. That's what I think.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you guys. So, I'm real excited to have you on board here. I'm sure the guys out there, basically, if you don't know what your head of the Players Union does, he's basically a link between the commissioner and yourself, just in case you can't get a hold of the commissioner or you just don't want to talk to me about something, you want to talk to him. He can relay the information. He's basically your representative for everything. You think prize money should be increased. You think prize money should be decreased, which I can almost guarantee no one's ever going to say that. But, you know, if you think we should advance faster, advance slower, if we should change anything you want, you can always talk to him. And, you know, if he starts hearing more and more rumbles from people, then, you know, usually he'll contact me and let me know, you know, this is what the community's saying. And, you know, we try to make improvements because we want to keep our number one priority is you, the member of this league, to be happy and stuff. So, yeah, so JJ would be great. He's very accessible. Congratulations. Now, Balkino, how do you feel about OFL now partnering up with Cyrus the Virus, the runner-up on ESPN's Madden Nation a few years back? I think he's won over $150,000 playing Madden. He's going to be the official broadcaster on Twitch for us. How do you think that's going to play out? Do you think that's going to help us get some new members?
I think it definitely brings some different competition outsiders. I don't really know much about them, so only time will tell. There's no point in jumping on it until we see for sure. Yeah.
So, but you do think that it should be able to help increase membership? At least we'll have a presence. We'll have a presence on Twitch, which, you know, a lot of people are out there. I think it's going to be a great addition. Seems like a really nice guy, so I think that should be good. Let's take a little look here. We're going to have the top 20 rankings coming out here pretty shortly. But let's take a look at the money leaders right now. And we have Buck Sweep still in first place after that big-time payday last Sunday, I believe it was. He's sitting there at $740. Slay Island 9XX has won $472. Now, I'm not really sure why we haven't seen Slay in too many tournaments recently. He won back-to-back tournaments and hasn't been in a tournament since. I'm not sure what's up with that, but... he's still in second at 472. Tippin X Dots just won a Fast Four tournament tonight. He beat Serious Mo. If any of you guys know who Serious Mo is, if you don't, you should probably Google him or YouTube him. He's considered to be the best player right now. Depends who you ask. Tippin Dots beat him by 3 in the first round, and then went on to beat Buck Sweep for the $100. So. He earned that one. $465 Dippin' Dots has right now. Gigolo's sitting there in fourth. Used to be the front runner for a long time. He hasn't been participating in tournaments right now. I'm not sure. Might have something to do with he's a little cold there a couple weeks ago, but he's starting to pick up some steam. So I look forward to seeing him in some more tournaments. He's got $455. Then we start to drop off to PB number one and II Blue each have $100. XX Matter and all XX321 has $96. PDX Flare has $80. Ready 10 has $55. Lights Out Mo, $50. And then Balkino has $35. So a lot of different people winning some money. So make sure you guys get in some tournaments, because I know a lot of you guys in this league could be competing for tournaments and winning this money, but you just haven't entered a tournament. And trust me, you could win. So that's that. JJ, anything else you want to talk about here in the last few minutes?
Like I said, anybody that's listening, like, I just like to know people's ideas, what things they would like to see happen with the league, and let's get these playoffs a little bit more hype, man. Let's start broadcasting those games. I think the best thing about this league is making it as realistic as we can. It's the playoffs. Let's everybody try to support everybody. Watch their Twitch, and so we can see some good games, and everybody communicates during the playoffs. And even if it's not the playoffs, so everybody can get their games out the way, so it can move efficient. And I'm pretty sure everybody will appreciate that. So we can get to playing more games.
Yep. Balkino, when can we expect another Bubbles and Balkino TV show coming?
The second chief edits it. It's already done. Just got to get an edit. So probably sometime this week or in the next few days.
Okay. Well, I know I've been getting a lot of messages from guys. When's the show coming? So that's good. Also, Fourth and 40, 40 Yo Gamers, new roundtable discussion type show or whatever he's got planned over there is coming soon. We got a minute left, and this is interesting. At 12:27, I didn't get this message till now, but at 12:27, Freddy Krueger messaged me saying he has sorted some things out in his personal life and would like to have the OFL Now Players Union head job. Oh, boy. Because at 12:30, we gave it to J.J. Mills. So we have an interesting situation on our hands going forward. We're probably going to put a vote out there, guys, so you can vote for J.J. Mills or Freddy Krueger 1, a.k.a. previously known as Titanian, to represent you as the OFL Now Players Union. I guess that's the only fair way. I'm kind of caught off guard here. So we'll see where this goes, guys. Stay tuned. Peace.
Hey, boo for me.